An invisible force has shaped Milwaukee's housing map. It's called zoning. As part of our series, Seeking Solutions, Keys to Home Ownership, we look at how some Milwaukee leaders are trying to make housing more affordable by changing our zoning code. WUWM's Catherine Kokel has the story.
Okay, can you explain where we're standing?
Yeah, so we're right now in Brewers Hill on 1st and Vine.
Ty, Ash, and I are walking up North 1st Street, just north of downtown Milwaukee. We're standing in front of the first house he ever bought. A few years after he graduated from college, Ash and a buddy went in on this colorful duplex together. He was a young adult coming up in an era of skyrocketing housing prices and limited housing options.
So it was me, my buddy, and both of our girlfriends at the time lived in the 3-bed, 2-bath. So we had 4 people living in, and then we had 2 tenants renting out the lower unit.
As we walk around the house and turn down the back alley, Ash sees the potential for more housing on the property.
What if I wanted to create a 1-bedroom studio sort of setup above my garage? Maybe it's a couple or it's a single person could live back there. And I would be super excited about getting $800 a month potentially for a 1-bedroom garage unit.
He's talking about building an ADU, or accessory dwelling unit. It's one way to add another unit to a property. You'll find these in a lot of Milwaukee's older neighborhoods, but in much of the country, it's now illegal to build them. That was done through zoning. Zoning codes defined what kind of homes, businesses, or other structures can be built where. Urban planning scholars say that zoning was first created to force lower-income families, often people of color, into certain neighborhoods by banning apartments and duplexes in neighborhoods with single-family homes. Now, Milwaukee's taking a look at its zoning code in the name of housing affordability. In July, the Common Council adopted a plan dubbed the Housing Element. It aims to increase the number of dense housing options in the city, and it allows ADUs to be built in all areas zoned for single-family homes. Here's Sam Leichling, Deputy Commissioner of Milwaukee's Department of City Development.
As we look out into the future, with the goal in mind of wanting to make sure that every Milwaukeean has a safe and affordable house and home, how do we make sure that we do that? How do we have policies in place that we do that? How do we have strategies? And what do those housing options look like?
One proposal would have allowed duplexes and triplexes on lots zoned for single-family homes. That idea was left out of the final plan. Predominantly Black communities on Milwaukee's northwest side were concerned that developers would push families out in order to build new, unaffordable units. Allowing duplexes and triplexes worked, however, for Minneapolis. 5 years ago, it abolished all single-family zoning and allowed ADUs. Meg McMahon is the director of planning for the city.
When you upzone an entire city, what you're actually doing is flooding the market with available land. So you've now outpaced demand with your zoning. And what that actually does is it has a downward pressure on market rents. There's less competition for the land.
In the 5 years after adoption, Minneapolis home prices dropped between 16% and 34%. That's according to an independent study published last summer.
We've seen more affordable housing going into neighborhoods where it previously would not have been allowed, that were exclusionary in the way that they were set up.
Milwaukee isn't going as far as Minneapolis did in its zoning changes. And creating affordable housing isn't as easy as plopping down extra units. Here's Ty Ash, the duplex owner in Brewers Hill.
Just building a new garage is probably like $25,000 to $30,000. And if you wanted to run plumbing out here, because it already has electrical ran, but you'd probably have to upgrade service, you're probably looking at a $50,000 to $100,000 project, depending on how nice you go.
Now that Milwaukee's housing plan has been adopted, the city is working to put it into practice. If Minneapolis is any comparison, it may take several years to see it start to work. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Seeking Solutions, Keys to Home Ownership, comes from presenting sponsor, Educators Credit Union. You can check out all our series coverage at WUWM.com/housing.